very worried based on what I saw. I went to visit a portion of the wall that has a hole in it. There was going to be panels put up that would allow water to flow through from Mexico into the United States without eroding the wall. Well, those panels are not being put up, so you've got miles of wall with big holes in it that you can drive a tank through, and I'm hoping that they will not consider plugging those holes to be new wall construction, but maintaining the wall they have. If we change our policy requiring asylum seekers to stay in Mexico until their court hearing in the United States is set, we're going to be overrun yet again. The old rules were that if you came to the United States and you set one foot into the United States and you asked for asylum, you're entitled to be processed. Your hearing would be 5 years away on average. Most people never return to their hearing. You were released within the United States. Word got out all over Central America that if you come to the United States and you claim asylum, you never leave. What did Trump do? Trump got Mexico to hold people in Mexico until their court date was available in the United States. Guess what? The flow just almost all went away. There'll come a day sooner rather than later when we can get back to normal. Hopefully the vaccine will work and we can relax our travel restrictions. I'm very into legal immigration. I'm for people coming across the border legally. But the worst possible thing that could happen for this country, in my view, is to change your COVID policy, allowing people to go back and forth, and at the same time eliminate the Remain in Mexico policy regarding asylum seekers. If we go back to the old way of doing business, where you get one foot in the United States, you claim asylum, you get to stay in our country, then you're going to see caravan after caravan.